Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you want to know more about adult learning here at Vectis Radio, then send me an email, ian.mac@vectisradio.fm.
Hey celeb fans, welcome back to the red carpet with more celebrity facts with me, Leisha Lang. Last time I spoke about Tom Hardy, but this week I'm talking about the singer Anne-Marie. So let's get this started. Anne-Marie Rose Nicholson was born on the 7th of April 1991 in East Hillsbury, Essex. While her mother is a local teacher, her father, a builder handyman, is from the East End of London. She has an older sister named Samantha. When she was 5, Anne-Marie went to stage school. She appeared in 2 West End productions as a child. She auditioned for Les Miserables, aged 6, without telling her parents, and performed in Whistle Down, The Wind with Jessie J when she was just 12. Anne-Marie attended St. Clair's School at Stanford, where she was also involved herself in performing arts. Her intentional popularity there ended when she was 14. She was shunned and bullied by her classmates after being accused of cheating on her boyfriend when she had only spoken to another boy on the phone late that night. Anne-Marie also said she regrets being a difficult child. She began filming herself singing in her room as a teenager and then went on to go to Palmer's College in Thurrock. Anne-Marie was picked up by Rocket Music and released the demo Summer Girl in 2013. It was attracted attention when Ed Sheeran linked it to his Twitter account. Anne-Marie spent 2 years touring with Rudimental as a vocalist. She also featured on 4 tracks of their second album, We The Generation, including co-features with Dizzy Rascal and Will Hurd and Rumour Mill, which reached number 67 in the UK single charts and gave her enough confidence to get solo. So she said that while writing daily while touring. On the 20th of May 2016, Anne-Marie released Alarm, the first single from her debut album. It spent 1 week at number 76 in June before resurfacing a month later. It later peaked at number 16. On the 10th of October 2016, Anne-Marie featured on Lily's song Catch 22. The same month, Clean Bandit released their song Rockabye with Anne-Marie as main vocalist and featuring Jamaican rapper Sean Paul. On February 2018, Anne-Marie was second top 5 UK hit as a lead artist on 22. February, Anne-Marie announced her debut studio album, Speak Your Mind, would be released on the 27th of April 2018. Prior to release her album, Anne-Marie released a single, 2002. On the 28th of August 2020, Anne-Marie featured on the Rudimental song, Come Over, on the 12th of November 2020. Anne-Marie released a single, Problems, on the same day her documentary, How to Be Anne-Marie, was released on YouTube Originals. The documentary gives light to the fans and a closer look about her personal life and her time away from the limelight. Her including also features celebrities including Little Mix. On the 15th of January 2021, Anne-Marie released a single called Don't Play in collaboration with the British YouTuber and rapper singer KSI and English DJ and producer Digital Farm Animals as the lead single from her second studio album. Anne-Marie contributed vocals on the song Way Too Long in collaboration with Nathan Dway and Mostack. On the 13th of May 2021, Anne-Marie announced the single Our Song with Niall Horan as the third single from her upcoming second studio album. On the 15th of September 2022, Anne-Marie released the single Psycho in collaboration with British rapper Attich as the lead single from her third studio album on the 27th of April 2023. Anne-Marie announced that her upcoming third album, Unhealthy, will be released on the 28th of July 2023. Also in 2023, she performed at the Capital Summertime Ball and at the Isle of Wight Festival. So now you know about Anne-Marie. I'm so happy and proud of her. It was so amazing seeing her live at the Isle of Wight Festival. I hope she performs again one day. Next time, I will talk about Freddie Mercury. So stay tuned. Take care, everyone.